A report out today finds that full-time workers in New York City spend an average of 6 hours and 18 minutes a week commuting. That is longer, according to the report, than any other large city in America. New York City Controller Scott Stringer released the report, and he says it shows the need for improved transit systems in the Big Apple. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us from New York, as she does each week. Maggie, how long did it take you to get to work this morning?
Jeremy, up at 4, it takes me about an hour and a half to get into the city. So I'm one of those people that labor economists like to call mega commuters. Mm. Other people might say plain crazy, but I'm not alone. Even at that early hour, the Port Authority looks like rush hour. So I take a little comfort in that.
And are you driving or are you taking public transit?
Public transit.
And we should say here, Scott Stringer is a politician. He's the controller. He does have a horse in this race, so to speak.
He does. I think he's releasing this because he wants to try to bolster the argument and push for more funds to expand transit, especially in a city like New York. It's really costly. But that's not to say that it's not accurate. I mean, New York is long cited as one of the toughest commuting cities, especially when you look at commuting hours. When you factor in distance, though, the number of people who drive more than 50 miles to get to work, those mega commuters I just talked about, in a lot of other surveys, San Fran actually tops the list. But I mean, a bottom line, this is a massive amount of time and there's a huge cost to it.
Well, and on this list, San Francisco is up there pretty high.
Yeah. It,
when you add this all up, has the longest work week, just over 44 hours. Detroit has the shortest. How do the other cities compare here?
Yeah, you know, I mean, when you look at any of these surveys, whether it's his or any similar ones, you see what you would expect. A lot of the major metropolitan areas, D.C. is right out there. Interestingly, I saw one list where Trenton was up there, which would give us two difficult ones right in the tri-state area, Los Angeles, Boston, Atlanta. But what's interesting is that even Seattle, which in some comes in 10, there's not that much difference. We're talking about at least an average of 30 minutes or more a day. So all these cities are pretty close when you look at it.
And does that kind of thing, when you're having to commute longer and it does make your work week longer, instead of working from 9 to 5, you're really working from 7 to 6 or even 6:30 to 7:30 or whatever it might be. Does that make people decide not to live in a particular city?
You know, I don't always know that they have that choice. And I think this is what the problem and why it's important to highlight things like this is that it's not just, oh, I want to live closer. I don't want to spend that much time commuting. There's a huge cost associated with, take New York, the cost of living to be able to afford to live closer,
right,
and cut down your commute is inaccessible to a lot of people. And that's why, in addition to talking about hours, it's really important to focus on this really hits those low-wage workers who can't afford, say, a house that's closed. You know, maybe they're even temp. Maybe they're not permanent. They maybe don't get transit checks or some of those other benefits. So it really hits that part of the working population. And it's not only a financial factor, it's also a huge emotional, psychological, and work-life balance factor.
So what is Scott Stringer proposing to deal with this?
Well, I think one of the things he wants to do, as we mentioned, is try to get transit that reaches out further. You know, if you can imagine if you put a high-speed train in or just another tunnel, for instance, we know that's been hugely controversial in New York, you're going to relieve some of the bottleneck. I think you could argue that it'll certainly be less stressful. You might cut down those times, but I'm not sure that solves the cost of living associated with living close. You've got this industrial belt around New York, for example, and it's expensive to live close. No matter what city you look at, you know, it's not going to bring down the cost of housing necessarily. So I think it would help. I don't think it's the total solution, though.
Yeah, and as you said, that tunnel idea was controversial. There was an idea to put another tunnel in to take a train from New Jersey, and Governor Chris Christie decided he did not want to put more money into that. Maggie Lake from CNN, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank